Joachim chapter 13, Mishnah 6. A komets v'ala voina shekriv es echad mem b'chutz. The komets, the handful, the komitza, when they had the pile of flour, so they used to take that handful, and that handful was offered up on the altar, and then, depending on what sacrifice it was, but so that, let's say the rest of it the kohen used to eat. And also the levoina, the frankincense that used to go with it, that also used to be burnt up. So says the Mishnah, if he offers either the handful or the frankincense and adds the kati of a free will meal offering, then the person is liable. He's liable for outside. He's talking about outside. He's liable. He's liable for offering up a part of a sacrifice outside of the temple courtyard, which he's not allowed to do. Rabbi Elazar, Poiter ad Shiakriv es Hashani. Rabbi Elazar says no. He is not liable until he's offered up both of them. He has to offer up both the handful and the frankincense. And only when he's done both, that's the only time he's liable. And why? Because according to him, only when he's offered up everything that makes the sacrifice permitted, the rest of the sacrifice permitted, only at that point is he liable for offering up outside of the temple. Yeah. Echad b'fnim ve'echad b'chutz. And if he offers up one inside, and then he offers up the other one outside, so let's say offers up the handful inside, and then he goes outside and he offers the frankincense outside, so then he is liable, chav, even according to Rabbi Lazar, because he's still offered up everything that made the sacrifice permitted, even though one was inside, but with the second one going outside, that would make him liable. Next case, shnei bezichei levoina shekriv es echad mem b'chutz. Chav, the two spoonfuls of frankincense. So what these are referring to is when they brought the showbreads that they used to change every Shabbos. So when they changed them, when they put them out, they used to put two spoonfuls of frankincense next to the loaves. And then what they used to do was when they took them away the following Shabbos, so that out the two spoonfuls of the outgoing ones, those were burnt on the altar. And after they were burnt up, so then the kohanim could eat the loaves. They would then split up those loaves. Yeah, frankincense, yeah, it's a spice. So those two spoonfuls, says the Mishnah, hikriv es echad min b'chutz, if he brings one of them outside, he's chav, according to the first opinion. One of them brought outside, he's chav. Rabbi Elazar poiter ad shiakriv es hashani, and Rabbi Elazar says, no, until he's brought both of them. And again, the same sfora, the same logic he's holding. Why? Because only when you bring both of them, only at that point are the breads permitted to be eaten by the kohanim. So the same logic he's applying. Only when both of them are brought, only at that point would he be liable. And echad b'fnim ve'echad b'chutz chav. If he brings one inside, he brings up one spoonful inside, and he burns one spoonful outside, so he's liable again, even according to Rabbi Lazar. Hazarek, next case. Hazarek mikzas damim b'chutz. If he sprays some of the blood, in other words, one of the blood applications of an animal. So let's say it needed four blood applications. If he just does one of them outside, chav, says the Mishnah, he is already obligated, and at that point, for if he does it outside. Rabbi Elazar Omer, afa menasech mei chag b'chag b'chutz. He says also, if he pours out the festival water outside, he is also chavel. So the festival water, right, on Sukkot, there was a special libation offering, the water libation offering. And says Rabbi Elazar, if he does that outside, that water libation offering, if he does that outside the temple courtyard, he is chav. He is liable. You weren't allowed to do that outside the temple courtyard. Rabbi Nechemio Omer, he says, Sharia hadam shekrivan b'chutz. He says the leftovers of the blood after they applied the blood to the altar, so the leftovers in the vessel that the kohen was carrying, so that had to be poured out over the base of the altar. And says Rabbi Nechemiah, if he pours out that blood outside the temple courtyard, he is liable. So brings the card to you that Rabbi Nechemiah, what he's referring to is the residual blood of the inner sin offering. Because according to him, if he didn't pour out that blood of the innocent offering properly, that was like part of the blood application. It wasn't just like getting rid of the leftovers. You know, it was actually part of the blood application. So if he brought that outside, he would be liable. And the Kati brings over here that the locha follows neither Rabbi Lazar nor Rabbi Nechemiah. So all of the positions that they have brought through the Mishnah, that's not the locha. The locha is like the first opinions that we've mentioned in each of the cases.